To India now. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took office in May 2014 with high hopes. 1 year on, environmental groups say Modi's administration is actually hurting their cause. For instance, Greenpeace's assets were frozen after the group worked to block a coal mine in India. The BBC's Sanjay Majumdar reports.
This is the land of our ancestors. We will never give it up, goes the words of the song. We'll never leave our forest. In a corner of central India, a group of villagers are celebrating a hard-fought victory. They've managed to prevent their land and the adjoining forest from being mined for coal. As she stops singing, Kanti Sinkerwar tells me why.
Our livelihood will be gone. What will we eat? The company will uproot the entire jungle. What will remain for us? We will die.
I'm inside the Mahan forest, one of the oldest in central India, stretching across three states. It's midday, but the tall sal trees, which are all around me, are protecting me from the fierce sunlight. And in the distance, there are a few villagers plucking what looks like little yellow berries. But as you walk along the forest, you can see at places black rock. It's really, really hard. Underneath this rock are rich coal reserves, some of the largest in the country. And it's coal that India desperately needs to get its hands on. Two of India's biggest energy companies had initially won a bid to start digging for coal here. But the villagers, helped by Greenpeace, resisted the move. Bachan Lal Shah was one of the leaders of the protest.
The forest gives us food, water, medicine, and also is our only source of income. It's our livelihood. That's why we poor people completely depend on the forest.
The villagers were promised help to relocate, even jobs. But as Bachan Lal explains, they refused.
The company says it'll give us jobs, but only one person from each household will be employed. What happens to the rest?
There's been one immediate fallout of the villagers' successful campaign. And it's visible just as you walk outside the village. Looming in the distance is a tall chimney. It belongs to a power station run by the company SR, which lost the bid to mine coal in this area. But there's no smoke coming out of its chimney because the plant has no coal to fire up its turbines. It's idle and it's not generating any power. It's one of several private power plants being built across India, part of the government's drive to address India's growing energy needs. Arunabha Ghosh of the Delhi-based think tank Council for Energy, Environment and Water explains why it's so critical.
The average Indian today has just about 1,000 or sometimes less than 1,000 units of electricity, compared to a global average of nearly 4,000 units of electricity. So even if we have to meet basic needs of energy access, over the next 10 years, we have to be electrifying more than 750 households every single hour. That's the scale of the challenge we have. And that's going to be the driver of human development and economic growth.
India has ambitions of becoming a global industrial power, one that can rival China. And for this, it clearly needs to increase its energy production. It has a fifth of the world's coal reserves, enough to meet its needs. But much of it lies under rural communities such as in Mahan. And for many, the cost of digging it up is unacceptable. It's a conflict that the government is still struggling to resolve.
The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar in India.